Thank you and good morning. Arcata police have arrested a 23-year-old McKinleyville man in connection with a violent altercation early Saturday morning that left a Humboldt State University student dead from several stab wounds. Police responded to the scene in the 1100 block of Spear Avenue at around 3 a.m. and found the victim bleeding from those wounds. Immediate first aid was administered, and he was taken to Mad River Hospital, where he later died as a result of the injuries he suffered. The victim has been identified as 20-year-old DJ Lawson from Paris, California. Lawson was a criminal justice major in his sophomore year. The suspected assailant has not been identified, and police continue the investigation into the events that led to that stabbing. HSU President Lisa Rosbacher issued a statement regarding the incident and said, "I am deeply saddened to share news with you that one of our students has died after a stabbing. I have no words to adequately describe the sorrow of this loss. This tragedy is heartbreaking for all of us, and most especially the families and friends of the victim. Our thoughts are with them, and we extend our condolences." Sheriff's deputies responded to a report that a man had been beaten and shot at a residence on Dyerville Loop Road in Myers Flat on Saturday morning. The victim told investigators he was met at his house by a group of men and an argument ensued, and that he was then hit in the head and shot as he tried to flee. The victim was taken to the hospital for treatment, and when deputies arrived on scene, they found three men going in and out of the victim's residence. Deputies detained and then arrested Ramon Aviles, Irvin Dixon, and Alberto Garcia, and they were booked for attempted murder and robbery. There are two other men wanted for questioning in connection with the incident, both described as adult Hispanic males, one connected to a brown Dodge pickup with a white trailer and the other with a silver Ford SUV. A Fortuna police officer on patrol on Friday morning spotted a stolen vehicle being driven by 18-year-old Tristan Lewis, who was wanted on two outstanding warrants for weapons violations. The officer followed Lewis and the stolen car, and it was reported that Lewis may be armed as the officer drove up to the vehicle parked in a driveway on Kenmar Road. Lewis had fled from the vehicle, and it was suspected he may be hiding in the residence. The county SWAT team and a canine unit were called out, and a search of the house was conducted, but Lewis was not found inside. Lewis, a white male adult, 5'6", 110 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, remains at large. And a search of the stolen car turned up a sawed-off shotgun, an AR-15 rifle, ammunition for both weapons, as well as drug paraphernalia. Eureka police arrested one of the county's most wanted after responding to a report that Alvin Wingo, wanted for felony domestic violence and false imprisonment, along with fresh charges related to firearms and probation, was connected to a vehicle parked at the Bayshore Mall last week and that he could be armed with a handgun. Officers watched as Wingo and two others got into the car and drove off, and they then conducted a traffic stop. Wingo was arrested, and officers recovered a .45-caliber firearm from where he had been sitting. The two other occupants were detained and then released. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
You don't need to peruse the 34 pages of the 2014 American Society of Civil Engineers Infrastructure Report Card to know that roads in Humboldt County, and across the region for that matter, are in desperate need of repair and maintenance. All you need to do is drive those roads to know that some 60 inches of rain and a wet cold winter have left roadways in even worse shape than 3 years ago. The engineering study gave Humboldt County roads a grade of a D, meaning that the infrastructure is in poor condition and that many elements of that infrastructure exhibit significant deterioration with a strong risk of failure. The key issue is now money, whether it comes from local government, the state, or the feds. Stakeholders in Humboldt and Delnor counties are lobbying Sacramento to address immediate needs related to disaster declarations and serious conditions like the last chance grade, but permanent funding answers to help our communities remain elusive.
Thank you, Jordan. A Humboldt County jury has found 22-year-old Brandon Bemis guilty of felony sexual child abuse after a trial, and Bemis now faces up to 8 years in state prison when sentenced on May 24th. The trial revealed that Bemis had molested a 5-year-old girl who testified at the trial along with her mother, and evidence introduced also detailed his past sexual misconduct as well as Bemis's collection of child pornography. Deputy District Attorneys Stacey Eads and Carolyn Schaefer successfully prosecuted Bemis, and the case originated with the Fortuna Police Department. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.